welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And we want to start this episode with a cowbell.
Yeah, a cowbell for people that have traveled to the farm. And we know for sure there have been at least three groups from Texas. We had a group from Georgia. We had people from Southern Illinois, people from Paris, Illinois, Casey.
Chicago.
All over that we know of for sure, and in addition to the local people.
That's right.
So they deserve a huge cowbell.
They do. Thank you to all of you who have made that effort to come see us at the Mercantile and pick up some of our great products. We do believe in those products.
Yeah, we do. And one of the days that we had so many people from out of state, it was absolutely horrible weather.
It was nasty weather. And
it poured and it was windy and they still came here.
So we appreciate all of you,
yes,
each and every one of you. And today we have a very special announcement. I almost feel like we need a drum roll, but I don't really have a drum roll sound.
Well, we need something. So maybe we can come up with something.
How about another little honeybee meow?
So, Honeybee's book is out.
Yay!
Yeah. So, Honeybee Comes to the Farm is the name of it. It's a children's book. And very, very sweet.
It is super, super cute.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We have copies available in the Mercantile. It's on Amazon. And we also have it in our online store.
Yes. And the super cool thing for the month of November is Honeybee wants to donate 10% of all of her November sales to the Coles County Animal Shelter.
So she has a passion for cats and kittens who need a home, and this is her
and
way.
And all animals.
Yes.
She loves all
she
animals.
She does, and it's her way of supporting all of them. So come out and get a book, or two, or three, or seven.
Yeah, so not only will you support Honeybee, you will also support the other animals at the Coles County Animal Shelter.
This book is authored by our youngest cat, Honeybee. And you have probably all seen pictures of her. She's a delightful little orange and yellow tiger-striped kitten. Well, she's a cat now. She's over
a year
old.
Yeah, she's in a big cat. Matter of fact, she's not too far from being our biggest cat now.
That's true.
She's a little bit smaller than Abby.
Yes, but she is getting tall and really kind of showing off her teenage years.
Yeah, she's a little bit ornery, which I love.
Of course. But she is telling a story about coming to live here with us at the farm and meeting her new friends and becoming part of the household. So there are a lot of pictures. It's her story told from her perspective. And I think everyone of all ages will enjoy this tale.
Yeah.
Is that a pun?
That's a good one.
Do I get a cowbell for that?
Cat tail. Yes. Cowbell for you.
Thank you. I think we should also have Honeybee's meow in there.
We should.
Thank you, Honeybee, for that comment.
So yes, it's, I think it's an adorable little story. It is about at a first grade,
yes.
So early reader level, and we have developmentally appropriate, because that's really important to me, but it's real photos, so real photos in the book, which I think are awesome.
They are so cute. She's so adorable.
And so it's going to be great for children, for adults, for grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews. We had someone at the Merc a couple of weeks ago that ask about it. Her 8-year-old son, I believe.
Yes.
Couldn't hardly wait until it comes out because of, you know, we've been posting and Honeybee recorded a video here a while back to kind of tell a little bit about the process. And so we're excited.
We are.
I think this is something totally different that we have never, Five Feline Farm has never published a children's book before.
Right.
And so this will be new. And I think it's going to be fun because I love children's literature.
Oh, I do too.
I have a bunch of it.
You do. The bookshelf over behind me is just packed with really cute children's stories. And
she's excited. I think Honeybee's, I mean, she's already requested a little red Corvette.
She has a whole list of things that she thinks she's going to spend her royalties on. Yeah. So
I know.
We'll see. This book's going to have to do well to meet her list.
I know.
And while Honeybee has been working on her book, I've also been drafting a novel in addition to keeping up with the regular blog posts. So I'm spending a lot of time writing these days, and I'm really getting into this fiction kind of mind frame. And that's fun. It's different than the rest of my writing.
And you're doing this NaNoWriMo. So you're kind of doing this,
yes,
which really helps you, I think.
It does. I find that I need some very tangible goals to help me stay focused in my writing. And November is National Novel Writing Month. It is a nonprofit organization that started, I think, around 20 years ago, and they sponsor several different writing activities through the year, but November is the big one, and the goal is to write 50,000 words, so kind of an average, shortish novel length during the month of November, and that averages 1,667 words a day. And if you fall behind, then you've got a lot of making up to do.
And but so I'm trying to keep her accountable.
You are.
Trying.
And I know at least yesterday morning you said, when are you going to write today?
Yes, I did.
And I worked it out. It was barely still.
Well, we had
day.
The Merc open.
Yes,
so
it was a Merc
busy
day.
Up early, baking scones.
Yes.
Merc was open. And then, you know, by the time we got all that put away and but you still
I still did
still
it and that
wrote.
Feels good. It was I think about 11:30 last night when I posted my word count, but I did it.
And that's all that matters.
It feels good. I'm like I said, I'm really back in. This is a novel that I had started in the spring. Now I'm coming back to it to finish the draft and kind of getting my head back in that. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, we had a little distraction with Honeybee book, so.
Right.
But I think you kind of needed something different. You've been writing blog posts and
yes.
And doing other writing.
Yes, I've done some blog posting for Mother Earth News on their website about honeybees over the years. As I said, I do our blog, and I've just done some other random posting. Medium.com. I've been posting some there. But this fiction is a space that I think I'm going to like. So This is my first novel, and we'll see where that leads. I'm hoping to have many more.
Oh, I'm confident that you will.
So, but it's a challenge for me.
Yeah, it's something different. And, you know, you've written a more memoir cookbook.
Yes.
And Simply Delicious. And then kind of our story of finding our place in the community in the Long Road to Market.
Yes.
And so those were totally different kinds of books. And then now Honeybee, a children's literature book. So, and that's kind of a collaborative effort between me, you, and Honeybee.
Yes.
And okay, we won't go there with who did what and
right.
How much. Yeah, so we won't do that, but.
No, I think we better keep that under
Let's
wraps.
Just say it wasn't Honeybee.
Right. But anyway, a lot of writing going on. And while I'm writing, you are creating new things.
All kinds of new things. Yeah. Soaps. This morning, this is going to be so fun. I did cat bar soaps.
So they're shaped
like
cats?
They're shaped like a cat. Oh my gosh. These are so cute. They're adorable.
I can't wait till those are out.
This is the I only made three just this morning just to kind of do as a test. But I'm thinking that you will see many more of those because they're just too cute.
I love
unscented, all natural coloring in it. So it's even food safe coloring.
Nice.
I know you won't eat the soap, of course, but
still
the coloring is, you know, that's kind of our thing. We really try to do natural. The other soaps I've used tomato powder, spinach powder, beet powder, you know, so all natural things to color it.
Yes.
And
it
that's
doesn't
kind of our
come
thing.
Off on your skin. I know you've done some in
yeah,
the shampoos.
Yeah, some of them are kind of dark. And
but it does not
and it looks,
show up.
It's kind of scary because it's kind of like, oh my gosh, my hair is going to turn purple yeah. or something.
And but, it doesn't.
Which would be kind of cool. But, you know, if right. you're not expecting that, it wouldn't be so cool.
It's a nice, lovely soap that you've been making. That's pretty much what I'm using exclusively,
yeah.
both in terms
I'm
of...
I'm transitioning to all that. As soon as we'd bought some other soap and shampoo over the years, and we still have some stock, and once that's out, we're just going to use our own stuff.
I love that.
I do too. And hopefully you will too.
Yes. You can find that in our mercantile, our online store. We're ready to help you move to a more natural lifestyle.
Yeah. So there you have it. We've been writing and making soap and doing all kinds of things.
Yes, we have.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.